You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Woo! And we're back. I'm your host, Nicola Agona, and as Genius for doing it, we're doing another episode of 90210 Season 5, Episode 10, Misery Loves Company. And I'm here with one of the newbies here at AfterBuzz, Violet, one of our special new co-hosts here.
Yes, ma'am. How's it going?
And always the original Bam in the building, y'all.
What's up?
Give it up for Bam. Woo! Anyways, this episode was a great introduction to episode 10. I mean, it gave us everything we wanted. We wanted some sadness. We wanted some, like, fearness. We wanted everything. And this episode was bringing it. I mean, ending it off with a banger. You know, starting off a little bit slow with the usual, you know, twist and all that juicy stuff with the whole Adriana and Dixon thing. Come on now. We totally expected that he was going to sleep with that girl.
I think it was a little obvious that they were going to hook up. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think she'd get so butthurt about
the whole
him. Yeah, I didn't think it. He acted like he still liked Adriana when she came.
He definitely didn't, but she probably felt that rebound just because, you know, he's just like, you know, you're my ex, da 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 da.
Yeah.
You know, she kind of had that feeling, but she kind of was a little bit dramatic.
And but also, Adriana walked in on the two of them in bed together. So
if I was Adriana, ooh, it would have been a different story.
I think if anyone is walked in on, you kind of have like a natural reaction. And then it's his ex-girlfriend. So she's immediately thinking, okay, so why is she here? Why, you know? So
and like, who gave her the time to walk in?
So I can see the girl. I could see Dixon's, what's the girl's name?
Megan.
I can see Megan reacting the way she reacted in regards to, it's kind of obvious that her and Dixon and Adriana still have feelings for each other. But what threw me off was her whole thing about Dixon bringing up the accident. She didn't want Dixon to talk about that.
Why though?
It's weird that she would want to even get into bed with him.
Mm-hmm. That
considering
that
happened. What happened.
I know.
That was
just
very
so
strange.
Kind of awkward in a way. And I mean, you could tell though when Dixon was talking to Adriana, like you kind of sense a little bit of guilt in him, you know what I mean?
Or maybe it was
a little guilt.
Maybe,
what else would it be?
Maybe talking in bed maybe wouldn't just the appropriate thing. You know, she's trying to like maybe she is thinking some way about it, but at the same time, you know, they're in the middle of, you know, getting it in. So after that, you know, you have your little pillow talk. Why would you want to bring that up while they're in bed, while you guys are having pillow talk, while you're shacking, just after you just finish having, you know, all this?
Right.
And then why would you want to bring that up? So I can see why she didn't want to hear that.
Right. Yeah, what else did I mean, there wasn't really much. I mean, it was the whole, like, school thing, you know, going back to the whole school thing. Like, she was going to class. Like, she was not going to no class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was irritated by that. I had to write that down.
What about Dixon still, in the beginning, at least still holding his grudge?
Mm.
Because she came,
definitely.
She came over, and so Dixon, you know, said that, you know, she had to make sure that she was that she comes to the event that Dixon's having tonight.
Right. And I mean, the thing is that whole storyline was basically to see if Dixon was going to really get over Adriana. And, you know, I definitely know that feeling of anger towards somebody. You know, we all have our exes who we just totally have despised. And to really get over that person is to forgive and forget.
Right.
You know, it's either you want to forgive and then move on or forgive and then forget you.
I think Adriana would rather have Dixon mad at her than not anything at all.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, not to want to feel anything.
Right.
That's probably the worst to actually hear.
That means she means nothing to him.
Mm-hmm. I know. And that's, like, a lot for especially what they've been going through.
Yeah.
You know, in the past seasons and their relationship building. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie. The new guy in Aid's life, which comes to Naomi and her road trip, didn't he look just like Taylor?
Yeah. I thought it was him at first.
So did I.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
Oh, my God. I totally caught that right away. I was like, okay. And then his name was Billy. I'm like, there's no time for no break.
Do you really think that's Adriana's new future love interest?
No.
I don't. She totally used him just to get back at Dixon.
Oh, for sure.
And it kind of bit her in the ass just a little bit. Once, you know, when she walked in, she was looking great and fabulous and the tension's on her.
Amazing.
And then so he saw that and he responded. But as a man, what he did was rather than let Adriana know that I'm really affected by it, I'm going to pretend that I have fell back from you and I'm finna, excuse my term, but I'm finna, you know, get bitches around me and now make you feel what you just made me feel. So he turned it on her at the end when he was sitting in the tent with Rita.
All the girls.
And all the girls. And so now she's feeling the bad way and Dixon's not.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the typical breakup. I mean, especially putting themselves in that situation and wanting to be in the industry together. Like that right there, I mean, we talk about in other AfterBuzz shows, you know, we're with Love and Hip Hop right now, and it's mixing business and pleasure, and I don't really know if that's a good way to go. I mean,
she didn't want to sign that contract in the first place, and he kind of forced that on her.
Right.
So I think she's regretting it now.
Yeah. But the new guy was super cute, and it was kind of random how they met. Basically, you know, her and Naomi, they went on this road trip because they both were just depressed, and they're over this whole Naomi and Max situation and Adriana and Dixon.
Well, Naomi is pretending they don't know why Max is really gone. Everyone thinks that Max is on a trip, a business trip.
Isn't he?
No, nah, he left.
He left to Japan or whatever.
No. But that note basically was like, bye, I'm gone. I'm never coming back.
Or he said he had to think about some things.
Max is gone.
I thought, okay.
So you, I thought that was like, I'm leaving. That was his way of bouncing.
I wasn't sure if it was a confirmed leaving. I thought maybe he'd be back to.
I mean, I think it was a little bit of both. I think it was frustration and wanting to just do what he wants to do and sick of Naomi trying to help or get herself in the situations. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but normally there hasn't been a call or, like, he's gone. I'm sorry, he's gone.
Okay, well, he's obviously going to come back because that's her husband.
He's going to come back. He's going to come back at some point. But my point in me saying all this is that Naomi has everyone thinking like, oh, you know, we're fine. Everything's great.
Okay.
And she's really torn inside. She's really hurt.
Right. And, you know, so they end up going to a spa. Naomi loses her ring. Of course, something has to happen to her always.
Of course. And she has to look cute, right?
Of course.
Outfit she put on.
Oh, yeah. Of course. With little scarf around her face, all of that good stuff. They end up at a bar. That's where Adriana meets the guy. Yada, yada, yada. I mean, what were you guys' thoughts on the road trip? I mean, do you think...
Honestly, I think the guy has the ring.
Really?
Yeah, because the hippie guy said bikers took it, and then he gets on his bike with Aid. So, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
That's quite interesting. That's an interesting thought.
That's interesting. I think the trip served purpose. It served a good purpose for both.
Mm-hmm.
Adriana, because she needed to use him to make Dixon realize.
Right.
And then also, she wanted to make a statement to Dixon. For Naomi, it was a statement for her because she realized that there were some things in her past, which was really funny. It was the Bikipi guy was, you know, trying to hit on her, and then he sensed that, you know, something was not quite right with her, and so it was him who actually encouraged her that something is not right with the mother, which mm-hmm. caused her to go and visit her mom. But then after he went and gave her that great inspirational speech, then he was like, so, you
he
know,
went
what's
back
up?
To being a creeper. Yeah, and you know, I mean, that was a shock. I mean, typically we kind of all assumed that that's where she was going. But the fact, you know, they had a heart-to-heart with her mom. And do you think that she's going to really try to push to be with Max? Or
I think,
as her mom said, is she going to fight for it or let go?
I think with the heart-to-heart with her mom, she realized maybe he's not the one for her.
Really?
Maybe it was just a high school thing and they tried to span it as long as they could, but
yeah, like a part of me always wishes like that she'll fight for it. I mean, I could kind of tell with that. I mean, that's because I've always been a fan of Max and Naomi.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, she could easily get a divorce and move on from that situation.
Well, as I've always said about Naomi, she will, in the heat of the actual moment, she'll recognize her misdoings and her wrongs mm-hmm. or whatever, mm-hmm. and she'll say she's gonna fix it. Just like when they went back to the school and she made this whole big speech about how I'm this awful person mm-hmm. and blah blah. She's gonna go back to the normal bitch that she is. So although she had this great conversation with her mom and her mom was like, is Max a guy you're gonna fight for? Is you gonna let go? And she they cried and they had all this and her mom gave her the ring of her grandmother's
right.
who was married for 6 years. All of that stuff was nice and fine and dandy, but when Naomi gets back into a regular situation, she's gonna be whoever she wants to mm-hmm. be, and that's just who she is. So with that being said, do I think that she's going to fight for Max, or is she going to let him go? It depends. If Max comes back, then maybe she will.
Mm-hmm.
If Max doesn't, she'll probably get over it.
She'll probably have her. It's not a mistress, a mister?
Yeah.
Mystery man.
Yeah. Mystery, yeah.
Mm. Side guy,
side
you know.
But which is more fun to watch?
Exactly.
Single Naomi, crazy Naomi, or mm-hmm. married and nice
yeah.
Naomi.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel like we always like that single Naomi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so this whole episode, you know, kind of dealt with all that. One part I do want to touch on before, though, I'd like to get into iTunes real quick and make sure all our listeners and fans out there and fans who have 90210 are rating us, going to iTunes, commenting, and getting us into that top 10. Like I said, you know, hopefully we can bring some surprises to the show and make it well worth it for you guys to watch. But yeah, we'd love to hear your comments. And so go on to iTunes, click 90210 and download our podcast and yeah. Rate us, so thank you. Yeah, so let's get into the whole Silver and Teddy situation. And
oh,
this
boy.
Has just became a hot mess. I mean, it was kind of at first, you know, okay, this is going to happen. Now it's going to forging signatures. I know, Bam, you're like hating this storyline. I can already tell.
I'm going to, ladies first.
So, Violet, I mean, what do you think?
I cannot believe she forged his signature. After everything she did with the whole bringing the uncle into the situation and she knows how mad Teddy is at her.
I mean,
gonna
who
go
do you
ahead
think's in the wrong?
This. Honestly, I think Silver's in the wrong.
Really?
I'm Team Teddy on this.
You know, and it's like, it would be so much easier with her life if she just had him be the father.
Right? And it's, she says, like, I don't want, you know, the fighting or
and
separate.
I get that.
But you're friends. You started off as friends. You were never, you know, I mean, they did date at once, but it wasn't a marriage that fell apart.
Right.
So you're not going to have that bickering. He's going to have, the child is going to have a normal life. So.
Right. And wouldn't you rather him have, like, a father figure
right.
than just, you know, you
always
and the
wonder
kid?
Who the father is?
Right. Okay, Bam.
Y'all done?
I mean, just go in because we'll keep on talking.
Yes.
I'd love to hear your thoughts.
All right, so let the argument begin. Teddy's in the wrong.
Oh.
Teddy is totally in the wrong. They made an agreement. Now that you got your little boyfriend, you got your little boo thing, he done got in your ear. And now he's encouraged you to have this baby. How long have you two been together in this relationship? Are you married? Are you even in a partnership? Like, how serious is your relationship? You're all the way in D.C. You made an agreement. Stick to the damn agreement. You can't change your mind now all of a sudden because now you booed up. he's wrong. Mm. And the only reason that Silver is taking the actions is because Teddy started yapping at the mouth, trying to make all these requests now that he's with his boyfriend. That's what I don't like. But I thought Dixon made a very good comment when Dixon and Silver were having conversation.
Yeah.
Where is it at?
With the adoption?
That she was too young. Ready.
Yeah. And so she said that she may need Dixon to be a character witness. And Dixon was like, I don't really want to take sides. I mean, come on, you're not ready to be a mother. You're young. You don't really have a job. We've said that from the jump.
Right.
Why don't this chick have a job?
Right.
What is her occupation? She's not in school.
We know she doesn't have money like that.
So Dixon made a great point. She has no job, and I don't really think that she wants to. She doesn't really know what she's getting into. So
right.
Know.
Do you think she's going to go through with that?
I kind of hope she does. Yeah. It'll make
I
it more
too.
Fun.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I have one more thing.
Okay, yeah.
And then also, Teddy said that he didn't want any of this to affect their friendship.
Right.
Too late, homeboy. You already started it. So I feel that he started the whole thing when he even went to her and was like, you know, I don't want the whole friendship thing. And then he gave her an ultimatum and said, he gave her an ultimatum saying, Teddy said, he said, my situation has changed and having kids seems possible. Let's only talk through lawyers until we come to a compromise.
Like, that's messed up.
That was messed up. So Silver had every right to respond
and go to see his uncle.
Yeah. Now it backfired on her.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And then of course Teddy tried to come at her, but Teddy, you were wrong. Teddy, I'll text you about. I'll hit you on Twitter about that. But no, your character's wrong.
Hold on. So you think though the uncle was saying now he's gonna like make all of this come to an end?
How
is that what he was saying?
Like, how does he have the power to do that?
Exactly. Like
the uncle, I mean, he was turned up. Like,
right.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, it was like she gave him the information. I mean, and he completely just ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was out of pocket.
He was just out of line in general. Like, he was just out here making all these different comments. And it was just like, what are you even talking about? Like, freezing
right?
eggs or something?
Ridiculous.
Like, I mean, it was very random that he got into the mix in general. I mean, we weren't really expecting that.
No.
And, you know, I agree with you with the whole Dixon, him telling her. And, I mean, it makes sense. Like, what is she doing? And in a way, it's like, okay, it might be interesting if she goes along with it. But at the same time, it's like, ooh, do we really want her to go along with
this? Does she know for sure that she can, if she doesn't do it now, it'll never happen?
Well, that's why I'm just like, I don't know. And that's just what's irritating to me. It's like, come on now. Just wait.
If Dixon can be healed in two episodes,
right.
I mean, come on.
Right. Like, let's just be real.
Yeah.
I think we should get into the grand finale. So as the event was taking place, there was a couple of people that were missing.
Just
Liam,
a couple. Mm-hmm.
Annie, and Vanessa, of course, was back in the mix, which I actually liked this episode. I was rooting for her since her and Annie were taking sides to find Liam. Mm-hmm. And we have Crazy Psycho. What is her name?
Ashley.
Is it Ashley?
Yeah.
That's Psycho Crazy. Biatch. Like, we went into her house and she had all, like, she was a definition of a psychomaniac and a stalker.
She said she wanted to protect him, putting him in that box she had ready.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Is that a joke to Mexico? Like, what is she on? She's on some psycho pills. That is what she's on. There was just no time for that whole situation. Shipping him to Mexico, what was that about to do?
Absolutely nothing.
Put him underground. I mean, hide him from the world. Like, obviously, people are going to be looking for him. Where the hell is he?
I just couldn't take Ashley at all.
Right.
I'm protecting you, Liam.
And then when he was really trying to come onto her, like,
she fell for it.
I know, she was so dumb.
Yeah.
And then they forget. Annie wouldn't have got shot if Vanessa didn't walk into the place at the wrong time, because then he would have tased the girl.
He was ready to get
out
of
there. But then again, he would have tased her, and then he really still wouldn't have moved because he was still in those things. Mm. So.
Do you think Teddy, I'm sorry, not Teddy, do you think Liam, once Vanessa came to the door to distract. Then Annie went up. Then Annie went
inside
and got Liam. Annie wanted to leave. Vanessa said that she'll be able to take care of it. Liam said no. He wanted to go back and, you know, help. Get her. I don't think that he did that because he loved her or anything. Mm. I think he did that because he knew that Ashley is just a crazy tick, tick, boom girl. Right. And if she is there to help him, I felt like Liam thought that that was the best thing to do. I don't think it has anything to do with that he loves her, that he wants her back.
Exactly.
He was just doing what he felt was appropriate.
And what was the right thing to do. Yeah. I mean, she obviously came into the mix to find Liam. Mm-hmm. And she obviously is taking her life to fight this girl for him to get safe, you know, because at the end of the day, Vanessa did say, it's hard to believe, but she really did love him.
Right.
And, you know, I believe it, even though she's type of crazy, you know what I mean? But
a little crazy.
Yeah. Right. But, I mean, you could tell that she did really care about him at the end of the day, I guess you could say.
And I think that when Liam saw that Annie and Vanessa were working together, he realized they're both here to help me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I have to help her now.
I've always liked Annie and Liam together.
I did too.
I always loved them together.
I'll join in on this. I did too.
Yay. Okay. See, and I just feel like, I mean, at the end of the day, we all know they would never get back together, but they do have a good friendship, I feel.
I disagree because.
Really?
I don't think Vanessa. She's doing movies and she's doing other things, mm-hmm. so I don't know how long Vanessa's gonna come back, but I do.
Wait. I just think they have a strong friendship now.
Really?
Yeah, like, I mean, the fact that they're so close mm-hmm. now and they've had different relationships since they've ended, I feel like they just have a really, like, best friend, strong friendship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's that person who will always be there for you. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, do I feel like they're going to date? No. I mean, especially this situation, like this happening to Annie for Liam, I feel like that's just bringing them stronger as friends.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Than a relationship. I don't know. That's just kind of what I get from it. Even though I'd love them to be together, but I don't get that feeling. Mm.
See, I got the opposite. I thought, I thought with the whole her risking.
I could see that.
You know, her life, he realizes, oh, maybe she's the one for me.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Violet.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Did you like the whole way it went down with the fighting and the shooting?
You know what I kind of wish? I wish they would have let it drag on. I wish they didn't tell us who got shot mm-hmm. until the next. I was surprised they told us who got shot.
Oh, right.
Kind of wish they waited till next week.
To, like, see what was actually going
kind
to
of like,
happen.
Yeah, kind of a cliffhanger now
it was so dramatic.
That's a good point. And then one last thing. Do you think that, were you surprised that Vanessa also wasn't arrested?
Well, no, she did.
They didn't.
Oh, she was?
Oh, yeah.
I missed it.
You guys didn't see that? The cops went after her.
I remember they got
Liam,
Ashley.
Yeah. As Liam went to Annie, the cops went over to Vanessa.
Oh,
I don't
I
know if
that.
She specifically got arrested, but they saw Vanessa and they were like, you know what I'm saying? They made that, like, reaction.
So, I guess my eye was too busy on Annie, y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, is that even, like, do you think, I mean, obviously she has to stay alive. I mean, her and Riley are supposed to be together.
Of course, because next week we'll go into predictions while we know she's alive.
Okay, I can't wait to hear about that because I didn't think I'd catch that. But yeah, like, so that whole situation, I mean, it was definitely something shocking. We kind of knew she was going to probably throw a gun into the situation. I mean, she was crazy.
Right.
And I'm glad it didn't hit Liam because he's just had enough injuries. Yeah. Okay, I mean, I don't want it to hurt anybody, but that poor boy can never find the right girl.
He's been bandaged up so many times.
Oh my gosh. See, that poor thing. Okay. I mean, do you guys have anything else to say about this episode tonight?
I kind of miss Riley.
Where I know.
Is he?
He'll be back.
Yeah.
He'll definitely be back. I mean, we had some special scoops about that. So we definitely will be seeing more of Riley.
I'm blanking out doing too many after shows.
Who?
What's
Naveed?
No, the brother.
Oh, Naveed.
I know. He wasn't in it.
Yeah, Naveed wasn't there. But what's Max's best friend, the brother?
Alec.
Yes.
There
I want him. I want him to come back just because.
Because we know he's gay now.
Yeah, but he and Naomi have a very good
unfinished
chemistry.
Business. They really do, huh?
It's kind of a love hate. We're kind of the same. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. Maybe then something will, like, twist in with that whole situation.
Yeah.
Do you think he's done or do you think he's coming back?
No, I think he's coming back.
I hope he comes back. Yeah. I liked him too.
That's good. Okay, well, how about we get into predictions then?
All right.
Shall we?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, Bam. We'll let him start here.
Ladies first.
Ladies first.
Okay.
Okay, you just, I was excited about, you know, what you...
I'm excited to hear yours,
yes,
too.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Okay, like I said earlier, I think it'll come out that the guy ate Billy. Mm-hmm. He has the ring somehow because she never ended up Naomi never found the ring.
Right.
So I'm kind of hoping he has it. That would be interesting and would keep him around, and he was really hot. But
he was very hot. He reminded me so much of Taylor. I want Taylor to get back.
Yeah.
He needs to be back with Adriana.
Yes.
They were actually really
hot
together.
They were good together.
Right. Oh my God, I really like them together. I really like you. Yeah. She agrees with me. I like you. But it's okay.
Bam, now you.
We need opposite.
Well, my first, I'll do my predictions just of next week's episode. So it's kind of like a Wizard of Oz thing.
Right.
And so you have Annie playing Dorothy, and then Teddy, you know, asks Naomi, will she be his girlfriend? So that's interesting. And then we see Liam is arrested again, and Annie's saying, I'm sorry, Liam, I'm sorry. So I think it's going to go between dream, because I think Annie was dreaming at some point.
Do you think she's like in a coma or something?
Yeah, so yeah. She's dreaming, but there's also, there's her coming in out of the dream.
So in and out of, like, a dream.
It's going to be in and out. And then Adriana was, like, coming out of limousine drunk, no panties on, her hair looking a mess. So it looks really interesting what they're going to do. So I'm excited about that. But my future, my predictions for just the overall, mm-hmm. I do think Raleigh's going to come back. And I do think that Alex is going to come back in some kind of way. But I think he'll come back before Max will.
Right.
Max will probably come, probably season finale.
Okay.
Or sweeps week.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Yeah. I think Riley will be right next to Annie's side as she wakes up.
Aww.
Which is what I'm predicting. I hope so.
I hope.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for joining. This was our episode tonight for 90210. I'm your host, Nicola Caona. You can find me on Twitter @_SenseiDRC.
I'm Violet Kanyan, and you can find me on Twitter as well @ViletKanyan.
Excuse me. And you can also find me at Bam Erickson. That's BAMMERICSEN. And just a little tidbit. There is somebody here on this panel who has a really hot music video coming out soon. Ooh. I'm not saying who, but I'm just saying.
Thank you, Bam. Stay tuned. Good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.